Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 9:30 in 716.
David Bellavia.
Infantry and combat, you just think of, you know, a parent having to get that news.
A true example of uncommon valor.
How can a leader hand a folded flag to a parent? If my son or daughter were in harm's way, I would expect their leaders to at least, you know, be hit with the same rounds that got their kid. So I just was constantly, you know, worried that, you know, I had to bring these guys home, but at the same time, you know, we had to take care of the enemy.
I'm Tim Wenger on a special edition of 9:30 in 716. Even before this news of becoming a Medal of Honor recipient, it is a true honor to be a friend and co-worker of David Bellavia. Anyone will say that. Anyone who knows him knows that. And nobody knows that better than those from his unit who made it out of Iraq alive. His story is compelling, but he says, quote, if anyone was standing with my vantage point, they would have done the exact same thing. Probably not, but he was there and he did the good, right, and honorable thing, as you'll hear. As much of an honor that the Medal of Honor is for David, he feels awkward and uncomfortable, in his words, in receiving it.
I you know, it's like your head just spins. You go right back to 15 years ago, and it's such a long time, but...
But I do know one thing. David will wear it well. He has already lived up to it and will continue to do so. And he has the emotional scars to bear, and the bittersweet part of this enormous honor and award brings it all back.
Ever since, you know, I got this news, we're right back there, and now I'm talking to all the guys and the families of those we lost, and to me, it gives a lot of credibility to our unit, 2-2 Infantry and the 1st Infantry Division, and I've just been really blessed to serve with guys who are taking this as, you know, this award is our award, and they're, you know, we all consider it something that we did together. And I'm grateful for them, because otherwise I wouldn't know how to handle it.
As best you can, take me back to that time and where your mind might have been. I mean, could you have imagined that 15 years forward you would have been under consideration for something like this, for what you were doing at that moment?
When you go to basic training, you clean your weapons and you read these citations of these recipients, and it's like they're superheroes. They're not real. You think about, you know, all the names, just the actions that you never in a million years think that a kid from Lindenville, New York, would ever, you know, could ever be. It's crazy. I can't get my head around it. I still can't. I don't think I'll ever accept it. I think it's just it's something that's happening. And, you know, I go right back to why we do what we do in the military. And it's, you know, so many little – one guy gets attention, but none of that's possible without the work of, you know, 25 guys that nobody talks about. And in this fight, in this circumstance, it was just a group of guys that were outgunned, and we fought our way through it together. It really was an award of geography more than was valor, because if anyone was standing with my vantage point, they would have done the exact same thing.
Would you go to bed at night? Is this something you think about, or is this something you forget about?
Yeah, I try to compartmentalize it. You know, it's weird, because when you're a squad leader in the Army, you're almost a surrogate father anyway. And because I was a young father at the time, I just constantly thought of those soldiers as my own kids. And so infantry and combat, you just think of, you know, a parent having to get that news, and are you going to be there? You know, to, how can a leader hand a folded flag to a parent? If my son or daughter were in harm's way, I would expect their leaders to at least, you know, be hit with the same rounds that, that got their kid. So I just was constantly, you know, worried that, you know, I had to bring these guys home, but at the same time, you know, we had to take care of the enemy. But again, it's, you know, valor, we just, so much love is involved. You never think of those words when you think of war and combat, but there's so much love on the battlefield, and you really do care. You care for your hometown, you care for your country, you care for your friends. But, you know, that's something that separates us from all the other enemies we fight, is that Americans have a tenacity to them, because we really, you know, we really love what we do, and we love what we're protecting.
You're going to go through a lot of pomp and circumstance in the coming days and weeks, all of it deserved. What do you think you're going to be thinking through all of this?
You know, it's just not, none of it's just not really registering. I mean, I'm going to see guys I haven't seen in 15 years. I'm going to think about them. I'm going to just think about the guys we lost the most. It just brings you right back to Sean Sims and Ed Iwan, Steve Falkenberg, J.C. Madison, who's from Jamestown, New York. You know, guys we lost in Fallujah, and their families. Their families are going to be there to represent their sons, and you know, we're hoping that the president recognizes just everyone that did so much. And it's really awkward. This whole thing is just very uncomfortable and awkward.
Not what I expect to hear.
I never expected this to happen. So, but it's just so, you feel just like, you know, why, you know, it's been 15 years. President Barack Obama, you know, had his Secretary of Defense, Ash Carter, go through all these awards, and they pulled him out. You know, this is, Iraq veterans have not had a living recipient, and this is the first one, and this is an added amount of a lot of, you know, I want to represent them. I want to make sure that they're, you know, that we did a lot of, I know the war, the narrative has been written on the Iraq war, but there are a lot of men and women who did outstanding work and did it because it needed to be done. And we didn't vote to go to the war, but we fought, and we're very proud of our fight. We're very proud of our unit and our military and our army and our infantry. And it's just, it's humbling. It really is a pretty humbling experience.
What are you going to do? You know, what are you going to do moving forward with your messaging? I mean, you're going to be asked to deliver, you know, messages on behalf of the military, on behalf of the honor you represent. What are you going to say?
You know, I just think it's, all I wanted to do was serve my country. I found myself wanting to run for office because I wanted to serve my country. And now I have this opportunity. I'm being compelled to serve my country again. So, you know, I don't know what, I'm going to talk to as many of these recipients as I possibly can to just learn, you know, what it is that they, you know, what it was like for them, Vietnam and Korea and Afghanistan and you name it. But it's a really small group. It's a really small group. And, you know, I really don't know. I want to talk about the guys. I want to talk about my unit. I want to talk about why the Army is a really amazing experience, whether you're at war or at peacetime, you know, what the United States Army stands for and what it gave me. It gave my life purpose and direction. And I've never had an experience like that. You know, the Army, we do the right thing, not because it's good for a promotion or it's good for commonality. We do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. And I've never been a part of an organization like the Army, and my life is better because of my service.
Bellavia will receive the award at the White House and be part of a week-long series of military honors associated with it. And soon thereafter, he'll be back here, continuing to make us all proud and serving his country in a new way. Thank you, David Bellavia.
That's 9:30 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.